Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is so good to be with all of you this morning. It really is. It is Monday morning, and I am excited to spend the week together. I'm excited to begin a conversation with Jesus each morning that then is going to last throughout the day. And I really do think that God is bringing us back to basics, the basics of the Christian faith, the basics of walking and talking with Jesus, the basics of developing a conversational relationship with Jesus. I think that's what God's doing, and that's the purpose of the podcast. And if you are new with us this morning, welcome. That's what we're about. And you're going to need a Bible. You're going to need a journal. And it's good to have a space or a spot that you can count on in the morning, so when you get up, you can begin that talk with Jesus that then is going to continue throughout the day. So you can turn to Colossians. We're going to be there in just a moment. This last Sunday, we continued our series, Wilderness, and we talked about the wilderness of loving our enemies. And so we're going to develop that theme throughout this week. We're going to take Sunday just a little bit deeper and a whole bunch wider. We're going to go Old Testament, New Testament, Gospels, and we're going to meditate on this theme of loving our enemies as we walk through this wilderness every day with Jesus. And so Colossians chapter 2. The title of the podcast is It Matters. It Matters. And this is where we must start if we're going to talk about loving our enemies. And so I'm going to start with a difficult question. And the question is this: how have you been hurt by an enemy? How have you been wounded by someone in your life who has mistreated you? How have you been hurt or labeled or abused or devalued or not seen, or disrespected, or not valued? And maybe you're thinking of something that happened a long time ago, or something that's been happening for a long time, or something that has just recently begun to happen. Maybe it's someone, an enemy that you have not known very well, or maybe it's an enemy or someone that's mistreating you that you know really, really well. And I know it's a hard question. But let's think for a minute, what has been done to us? How have we been hurt by enemies, labeled, abused? Let's think about it. Let's feel it. Let's go there even though we don't want to. Let's go there in the presence of Jesus. We must start here. And the reason why we must start here, and the reason why the podcast is called It Matters, is because often when the idea of loving our enemy comes up, when we think about that idea, we can be repulsed by it because we're thinking, well, wait a minute, I've been hurt by an enemy. I've been wounded. I've been mistreated. And it matters. It hurts. It still hurts. It needs to be validated. It needs to be weighed. It needs to be felt. There needs to be justice. And the truth is, it does matter. It matters. Let's go to Colossians chapter 2, beginning in verse 13. This is what Paul says about the cross to the Colossian church. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and the authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. What a visionary passage about the cross of Jesus Christ. Paul says that he has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. He, Jesus, has taken it away. That's what the cross is. That is God. The cross is God saying, It matters. Jesus took it. Jesus felt it. The cross is Jesus taking all of the abuse that an enemy has ever given you or me. The cross is Jesus taking all the pain, all the anger, all the aggression, all the disrespect, all the pain and all the tears of all the years, and he took it, and he wore it, and he bore it, and he felt it, and he validated it, and he weighed it, and he died under the weight of it, and he said, it matters, it matters. What was done to you matters. And dying under the weight of it, he exhausted its strength so he could pass back mercy and grace and love and compassion instead. Now, we're going to get to the passing back in the days that follow. But today, we're going to sit in the truth that what was done to you and what was done to me matters because Jesus felt it, he took it, he weighed it, and because of the cross, there has been justice because it was taken and weighed and validated by Jesus. You see, us understanding the cross and understanding that what was done to us matters and that Jesus took it is really the first and the only step to being set free into a life where we can and where we even want to love our enemies. Again, we will get there. This morning, we're just going to meditate on the power of the cross, that he took it. Everything that was done to us, he took it, he weighed it, he validated it, and he announced to the principalities and the powers as he triumphed over them on the cross that what has been done to us matters. So we're going to meditate on the cross this morning. We're going to begin a conversation with Jesus. Let's open up our journal. And on that journal page, I want, as hard as it is, I want us to write the times and the things that have been done to us by an enemy that hurt. And if you can only think of one thing, that's fine. Write it down. If you can think of 10 things, if you fill up the page, that's fine too. Write it down. They all matter. That's what the cross says. And then when you're done, take that pencil, take that pen, and just write a huge, thick cross over the top of everything you put on that page as a symbol, as a statement that the cross says that everything that was done to you matters. And just rest in that this morning and take that in and talk with Jesus about that and then continue talking with Jesus about that throughout the day and walk and talk with the one that took, that validated, that weighed, and that felt all of the pain that has ever come your way by an enemy. And he has said on the cross, and he still says, it matters. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.